Finance and Economics.
Buttonwood. Recurring nightmares. How should investors prepare for repeat inflation shocks?
Buy stocks so you can dream. Buy bonds so you can sleep. Or so the saying goes. A wise investor will aim to maximize their returns relative to risk, defined as volatility in the rate of return, and therefore hold some investments that will do well in good times and some in bad. Stocks surge when the economy soars, bonds climb during a crisis. A mix of the two, often 60% stocks and 40% bonds, should help investors earn a nice return without too much risk. Such a mix has been a sensible strategy for much of the past two decades. Since 2000, the average correlation between American stocks and treasuries has been staunchly negative at minus 0.5. But the recent rout in both stock and bond prices has wrong-footed investors. In the first half of the year, the S&P 500 shed 20.6% and an aggregate measure of the price of treasuries lost 8.6%. Is this an aberration or the new normal? The answer depends on whether higher inflation is here to stay. When economic growth drives asset prices, stocks and bonds diverge. When inflation drives them, stocks and bonds often move in tandem. On August the 10th, American inflation data showed prices did not rise in July. Stocks soared, the S&P 500 rose by 2.1%, and short-term treasury prices climbed too. For as long as central bankers kept a lid on inflation, investors were protected. Yet look back before 2000 to a period when inflation was more common, and you see that stocks and bonds frequently moved in the same direction. AQR Capital Management, an investment firm, notes that in the 20th century, the correlation between stocks and bonds was more often positive than negative. Lots of hedge fund types, pension fund managers and private equity barons are therefore worrying about the potential for repeat inflation shocks. Last year, the debate in the halls of finance was about whether inflation would be transitory or persistent. This year, it is about whether it is cyclical or structural. At the heart of this is not whether central bankers can bring down prices, but whether the underlying inflation dynamic has changed. Those in the structural camp argue that the recent period of low inflation was an accident of history, helped by relatively calm energy markets, globalization, and Chinese demographics, which pushed down goods prices by lowering the cost of labor.